good to have Brad. Didn't watch him closely. It's just good to have him back and go through a full practice. So chance to visit with him before practice, and he's ready to go, and it's important for him to go through this training process like everybody else. So hopefully he's passed his, you know, the back bruise, and he can put together a good camp.
Mike, what did you guys learn about Bigby from his visit to the doctor in North Carolina?
Tarik Bigby is actually scheduled to return to North Carolina. He will have surgery tomorrow with Dr. Anderson down there, and then at that time we'll have, you know, pretty much all the information that we'll need. I have no idea. I mean, that's the surgery will answer those questions.
Like, is that more like an exploratory thing to find out what's wrong, or do they think they know?
There's a reason why he needs surgery. I mean, the tests have revealed that, and you know, obviously it's second time that he'll have a surgical procedure on his ankle, so we'll know a lot more after Dr. Anderson has a chance to complete the surgery.
Do you think this could have been addressed sooner, Mike? So get that.
I can't really answer those questions because, you know, we did not see Atari, you know, through his business situation throughout the spring. You know, Atari came in here in relatively good shape from his communication with us prior to that port. To that point, and he didn't pass the physical, so it's a setback for him, and we feel like we're going to address it tomorrow and get all the answers.
Feel good about where you're at with the rest of your safeties? You have good depth there.
Well, we're a little nicked up at the safety position. You know, Will Blackman is still coming back off his knee. He's had some good work. You know, I like the body of work that the two young guys, Burnett and Levine, have put together so far. So those things have a way of always sorting themselves out. It's a group of depth, so it'll answer itself, really. I mean, this is important to go through this installation training camp process for all of our positions, and the safety position is no different.
What have you seen from last year's training camp to now?
I think Jordy and I've asked this the other day, and also James. Like, I think they both have really come into their own. You could see it throughout the spring. Jordy and James have been given more opportunities with, you know, different formation locations and some of the concepts that they didn't have the opportunity to run in the past, and they've taken full advantage of it. So I really like the way Jordy his game has elevated throughout the spring and continued through here in training camp.
Mike, how high is the bar for Jermichael Finley, given what we've seen from him last year? I mean, he seems like a guy who just has a lot of untapped potential.
Well, I think that's, you know, potential, talent. You know, those are nice words. Sometimes they could be negative words. But he's a unique young man. He's going to have an opportunity to be the starter from day one. So with that, his opportunities will be increased. Has a lot of ability. He gives us more options than we've had at that position in the past, but it's also a tight end group that he is very much complimented by too. It's a group that has a lot of depth, but we're all excited about the progress Jermichael has made. You know, like anything else, he needs to come out here every day, work to get better, you know, which he is doing, and, you know, get ready to play games, be productive. And you know, it's always different when you have that opportunity to be the guy, you know, for a full season. So let's see what kind of season he has. And like anybody, I'm as excited as anybody, but the opportunity he's going to be given and what he'll be able to do with it.
Do you like the kind of confidence that he has?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he's confident. He's verbally confident, and that's a good thing. But just, you know, it's like anything in life, you got to watch that you don't do too much. And it's just important for him to stay focused. It's a long year. He's got a lot of work in front of him. And it's important for us as coaches to stay on him, to take it one day at a time. He's very excited. You know, just in a recent conversation we had, we haven't even played a game yet. So, you know, a lot of good articles, a lot of talking. We need to be working right now. Everybody in the National Football League is going through this type of process right now, and there's a reason for it, and that's where he needs to be focused on.
How would you describe his maturity last year and leadership, those things?
I think every year he's matured, and this year is no different. He's matured both on and off the field, and that's always very rewarding to see a player go through that. his relationship that he has with his position coach Ben McAdoo is special, and it's nice to watch him, and you know, pretty much our whole team, because we've been young for years. It's been fun to watch a lot of these guys mature and grow up, both on and off the field. Aaron Rodgers?
Yes, sir.
I think he's putting together a good body of work. You take today's practice, the 2-minute drills, you know, ended in turnovers, so, you know, that's a good day for the defense. I thought Aaron did a very good job operating the mechanics of the no huddle. You know, there's 12, 13 plays, and you know, had the touchdown there at the end. So I think Aaron's having a very good camp, but it's very important not to get too high and low on any player or any part of your team during this installation phase. But the most important thing is to go through the different looks, you know, that we're trying to give the defense and overcome the things that they're challenging us with, and to continue to learn from them and keep building that bank of experience up, so when the real games start that we're ready to go.
We need to start earlier to get through the corrections you went through. Is that based on what you saw in Tuesday's practice, or is that also mixed with technique with individual players, or a mix?
No, this schedule was, you know, the format has been done, you know, frankly, since May. We had an opportunity to work on it, May and June as a staff, and you project out, you know, I talked about the installation phase. It's important to go through that process and make sure you're correcting it as you go on. We don't just go right through and put everything in. We try to build in, you know, correction days, review days. So it's important to keep going back and correcting the little things that, you know, particularly the fundamentals of both the plays and the individual techniques that we're getting ready to use this year.
That do it. Thank you.
Thank you.